All right. Thank you, Sean. That was beautifully shared and a very important message for all of us to take with us. Thank you. And now, our beautiful, beautiful Bonnie Kirk is going to sing for us On Eagle's Wings.
You'll have to forgive me. I've been taking a new medication, which has helped in many ways, except for it's made me very hoarse. So nay to that. Thank you. That was beautiful, Bonnie. Okay. And now, it's my great pleasure to introduce
our speaker today, Reverend Bonnie, Reverend Connie Grady. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Such a beautiful day. This morning when I woke up, I heard, "Wait upon the Lord." So I'm going to read from Isaiah, 40th chapter, 31st verse. And the young men, excuse me, 31st verse. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Things never happen just by chance around here. We find that always when we come together. Because when we come together for a service, we never know what the other one is going to do. Many times we have similar colors on. Many times we have the same theme. It's so delightful. But in thinking about waiting upon the Lord, I was thinking how when we become metaphysical, so many of us, we see what others say they have done. We see what the contentment and the wonder and the inspiration and the imagination that people, spiritual people, have. And we say, "I want it now. I want it right now." And I remember my teacher used to say, the very first thing on the spiritual path is patience. And none of us ever like patience until the law or the universe or someone makes us still enough to know what patience is unless we go there on our own. It's so important to have patience because you don't know what's around you if you don't have patience. When for some reason you have to have patience, whether it's an illness, a loss of a job, or something that you can't get out into the world like you're used to doing, it allows you to begin to think about who you are and what you are and why you're here and where you want to go. It allows you to look around and see the beauty around you. It allows you to stop and start feeling that essence not only within yourself, but out there. But normally when we first learn patience, we're not there yet. Because when we're seated there, we don't like it in the beginning, no matter what we're doing. So what do you do? What is the next step? You look around. And you begin to be content with what you've got. And you appreciate everything around you. You appreciate that the sun is out today. The grass is finally green again. The leaves, isn't it remarkable how we forget what spring looks like from one spring season to the next? It has gone so dead and brittle, we forget the life that's in there. And another thing, appreciate what you've learned till that present moment. Appreciate the lessons that maybe you learned from your parents that you didn't want to learn when you were a little child. Those lessons that you learned from lack or illness. Those things that you thought were devastating in your life that has come full circle and now allows you to be who you are. Appreciate those things. And we've heard about living in the moment. Most of us want to live in the past or the future. We're not happy with today because we're afraid to face what is in our hearts and in our minds. If we're afraid to face what's there right now, it's because we have unresolved condition of lack of forgiveness in something. And many of the times, it's lack of forgiveness in ourselves. Because as what Sean said, is we tend to look at our lack and our discontents and our unworthiness for some reason, rather than that beautiful divine essence that we were born with, that somehow has been put on the back burner from what we've been taught or how we've been handled by our parents or adults or teachers or school teachers or Sunday school teachers, I mean, or ministers, by listening to what we are not instead of our self-worth, instead of that beauty of that divine essence that is already there. If we cannot stop and begin to wonder and to think about that, it's because we're still running from something. You see, that first step of sometimes realizing our self-worth is to forgive ourselves for not knowing any better that we're children of God. Forgiving ourselves and letting go of all those negative things, because we have always heard God doesn't make mistakes. So if we feel we're a mistake, it's because we have believed some untruth that has been given to us. So let's let those things go. And let's forgive those people who taught us those things. And let's pat ourselves on the back for beginning to awaken into the fact that we're more than our unworthiness. That we want to hear more about the blessings. We want to hear more about what we're here for. Well, and then again, people want to slide over today because they want to see tomorrow to see if they should be happy today or not. Tell me a good message. Should I be happy today or should I go ahead and be depressed? Because it's going to be the same. Well, it's going to be the same until we change our thinking. It's going to be the same until we change our attitude. It's going to be the same until we realize and respond to that greatness that's planted in our heart. That greatness is which is planted is the seed of the divine that has your name on it. That greatness of that seed that has your personality, but it's your choice to make it a loving personality or a not so loving personality. And to realize tomorrow is going to be the same until you make right now a blessing, till you make right now happiness, till you make right now a blessing to those around you, until you make right now someone smile, until you can feel the gentle breeze and see the beauty that has been given to us by the universe that allows us to smile. And another thing is, if you're wanting to advance in consciousness, it's just to start living the simple life. You know, most of us have been gatherers all our life. We're going here to get this and there to get that. Oh, and there's a good shop in Raleigh. Oh, well, you know, I'd rather go to Charlotte. You're so busy spinning your wheels in the car and in your mind as what you can acquire next that you've missed the presence of now. The presence of right now. The simplicity. When you start living the simple life is when you just now start being, and that's a verb, B-E-I-N-G. When you can just stop and be who you are and go within and feel that divine essence, that's when that is the beginning of starting to vibrate in that spiritual God consciousness. And another thing that takes us away, we worry about our children. We worry about our husbands. We worry about those people who did us wrong. We worry about Congress. We worry about politics. We worry about everything. Things that are beyond our control. In that beautiful song that we came down to, the Serenity Prayer, those are things we can do nothing about. The only thing we can do something about is us. And when we begin to understand us, and begin to have a wonderful conversation with yourself and myself, only then, and only then, compiled with all these other things, do you begin to be aware that you're something more than this physical body. True, this physical body is a vehicle given to us by the universe, and it can operate in wonderful ways if we treat it right. But it also can be a great burden if we don't. So all of these gifts, beginning to look at ourselves and realize this is a wonderful vehicle. So what if you don't like the way it looks? If you have a smile on your face and a light in your heart, you will think people around you will see you as beautiful. When you look in the mirror and see ugly, God doesn't see ugly. People just, they don't see you as ugly. They might wonder why you're acting in the way you are and might just walk on by because that essence doesn't have a door that's open to love and light yet. And as you begin to let all of these things go and just be, then you might begin to be aware of that unseen world. You see, we want it right now. We want it yesterday. But we all need to wait upon God's time. And none of us know when God's time is. And if you haven't experienced an awakening in any way, it only means we haven't done enough in recognizing who we are. We haven't done enough in letting go of those negative things. But when you do and you start with that appreciation and when you start feeling the affinity of love in everything and everyone, and you can just sit and be still and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, energy. Thank you, universe, for just what I can perceive. That's when the door will unlock and you will begin to have spiritual awakenings that never could have been understood before. Some people try to rush things, and when they see things, they run in fright because they don't understand it yet. We need to grow in balance one day at a time. One step at a time, in recognition of who we are and what we are, and the challenges we really have are just allowing the negative to go so that we can perceive and live in the delight of that God consciousness, so we can perceive and live in the delight of the awakening that we are all one in all places, all races, all nationalities, rather, all religions. We're all one in this universe as children of God. And you might say, but I look out there and everything is so negative. People are fighting. Countries are fighting. What is it all about? But if you really look at the awakening and the opening minds of race consciousness, and we look at what happened with the basketball, professional basketball players, the Clippers, and we see what the discrimination has done and what the nation has said, no, we aren't going to take it anymore. We're all one. We need to live in peace and understanding and in the blessing that we're all bouquets of the universe. And we need to live in peace and understanding of allowing those of us who don't understand to say, I love you, but you can't treat your neighbor this way any longer. Because your neighbor is a child of God. We all need to live in respect of one another, which is what I see now. I do see discontent, but I see people rising on those eagle's wings and saying, no, we're more than what we were in the past. And we're going to use these wings and fly to a greater awareness. We're going to sit in meditation and pray to God and the universe and listen to what that universal divine essence has to say to us. And if we need to, we can write it down and be blessed every day. And before you realize it, you just might be channeling. Because most channelers have done the very things that I have told you. They have been consciously aware that there's something more than the chatter going on in the brain. They've calmed that. They've calmed that physical brain into that super consciousness to where they want to hear the peace and the message that the universe has for them that day. They want to give the peace and the message that the universe have given them away. Because it's only by sharing that you receive. And in that cycle of living and understanding the impersonal life of the I am, that's where the beauty of beyond the physical understanding becomes imprinted in that third eye. That beauty of the consciousness of that God awareness begins to even awaken more in our heart center as it begins to grow and it begins to flow and it begins to be gently holding us up where we're not knocked over by those things of the world anymore. Because we're living in the light of that spiritual understanding of who we are and who we're meant to be. Children of the light, experiencing that divine essence of power, of healing, of love, and of unitedness. God bless you.